Launching concerns. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. North Korea test firing missiles from multiple locations.
North Korea ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula Sunday, test firing a salvo of 8 short-range missiles. The launches were the 18th round of missile tests this year, including ICBMs. U.S. and South Korean officials believe these launches may be a precursor to a nuclear test explosion. The test firing is coming just a day after the U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan ended 3 days of naval drills with South Korea in the Philippine Sea.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The first week of the Atlantic hurricane season already turning up trouble. A tropical system dumped heavy rain, causing flooding in parts of South and Central Florida.
We could still get our first Atlantic name of the season. That would be Alex as it continues to move north and eastward. But I don't think it's going to impact any land areas. I mean, it's got the tiniest chance of Bermuda, but I think mostly that's going to stay to the north as well. And even though there's winds of 45 miles per hour, no low-level center, you can't give it a name.
Fox 13 Tampa meteorologist Dave Osterberg. A man in Wisconsin is accused of killing a former county judge.
Police say retired Juneau County Judge John Romer was, quote, targeted and killed at his home by the suspect. Authorities say the gunman had a bipartisan hit list of government officials. Those lawmakers include Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The suspect, found with what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Fox's John Scott. Overnight, a shooting in Philadelphia left 3 people dead and more than a dozen others injured. The city saw 9 separate shooting incidents less than 24 hours ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The baby formula plant blamed for the nationwide shortage is back in production.
Abbott says its plant in Sturgis, Michigan will prioritize production of its Elicare specialty amino acid-based formulas, which are for babies with allergic and digestive disorders. Abbott announced a recall of 3 formulas made there after federal officials began investigating bacterial infections in infants who were fed formula. It's not certain if the bacteria came from the plant. Abbott says initial batches of Elicare formula that were not part of the recall should be released to consumers around June 20th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Biden and the First Lady were evacuated briefly from their Rehoboth Beach home in Delaware after a small airplane entered restricted airspace. The Secret Service says the plane was escorted out after mistakenly entering a secured area. It's not uncommon for people in Florida to come across alligators and crocodiles, so an organization is trying to look out for the reptiles' best interests.
Protect, conserve, educate. Those are just 3 of the many principles used by Gatorland when it comes to their new global conservation program. Both efforts are responsible for saving many alligators and crocodiles from being killed or becoming endangered. Once a trapper in Florida catches an alligator, it takes a day or 2 max to get them to Gatorland. But for crocodiles, those trips require about a week. As more people move into Florida, it becomes more likely that they will come in contact with an alligator. And if that happens, they too can reach out directly to Gatorland.
Fox Weather's Katie Garner. A dog participating in the Iditarod sled race was found after disappearing from a checkpoint 3 months ago. The dog was located over 120 miles from where he went missing. An Iditarod spokesperson says the dog is skinny, but otherwise is doing okay. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.